Natalie Maria Cole was an American singer, songwriter and performer, the daughter of Nat King Cole, and she rose to musical success in the mid-70s as an R&B artist with the hits like This Will Be, Inseparable and Our Love. And after a period of failing sales and performances due to a heavy drug addiction, Cole re-emerged as a pop artist with the 1987 album called Everlasting and her cover of Bruce Springsteen's song Pink Cadillac. In the 1990s, she re-recorded standards by her father, resulting in her biggest success, Unforgettable with Love, which sold over 7 million copies and also won Cole numerous Grammy Awards. She sold over 30 million records worldwide. Let's just have a listen to this compilation of some of the songs made famous by Natalie Cole.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live that some's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. Hey, Mr. Melody, you're on my mind constantly, and I think of you the whole day long. You mean the whole world to me. Without you, I would have no song. Hey, Mr. Melody, you got me humming to your crazy beat. The more I hear, the more I like. You really made a hit for me, Mr. Melody. Mr. Melody, you are my melody. You do the sweetest things to me. Won't you stay here for all time? We will last through all eternity, just the way we are. I love, love you. It's just the way it should be. 'Cause our love will stand tall as the trees.
Natalie Cole was born at the Cedars of Lebanon Hospital in Los Angeles, the daughter of crooner Nat King Cole and former Duke Ellington Orchestra singer Maria Hawkins Ellington. And she was raised in the affluent Hancock Park District of Los Angeles. Regarding her childhood, Cole referred to her family as the Black Kennedys, and she was exposed to many great singers of jazz, soul, and blues. At the age of six, Natalie sang on her father's Christmas album and later began performing at the age of just 11. She grew up listening to a variety of artists, from soul artists such as Aretha Franklin to psychedelic blues rock icon Janis Joplin. And after graduation, she began singing at small clubs with her band called Black Magic. The clubs initially welcomed her because she was Nat King Cole's daughter, only to be disappointed when she began singing covers of R&B and rock numbers. However, while performing, she was seen by a couple of producers in the Chicago area called Chuck Jackson and Marvin Yancey, who then approached her to do records. And after cutting several records together, they passed off the music to a number of record labels. Most labels turned them down, with one exception being Capitol Records, which was her father's label. They heard the records that she produced and agreed to sign her. Cole and Yancey and Jackson went into studios in Los Angeles to polish those records that they'd shipped, resulting in the release of Cole's debut album called Inseparable, which included songs that reminded listeners of Aretha Franklin. Songs such as This Will Be, which became a top 10 hit and later winning for Cole a Grammy Award for Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. Let's now have a listen to that particular track.
Everlasting.
Well, following the success of her early albums, Natalie Cole starred on her own TV special, which attracted such celebrities as Earth, Wind and Fire. And she also appeared on the TV special Sinatra and Friends. And then in 1978, she released her first live album, simply called Natalie Live. In early 1979, she was awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and that same year she released two more albums, I Love You So and the Peebo Bryson duet album called We're the Best of Friends. Both albums reached gold status in the United States, continuing her popularity. And then in 1980, her eighth album, Don't Look Back, scored Natalie Cole an adult contemporary hit with the soft rock ballad called Someone That I Used to Love. Let's see if you can remember this one. Well, after that album, Natalie's career began to take a detour. In 1981, her personal problems, including battles with drug addiction, began to attract public notice, and her career suffered as a result. And then in 1983, following the release of her album I'm Ready, Cole entered a rehab facility in Connecticut and reportedly stayed there for a period of 6 months. And following that, she released Dangerous, which started a fairly slow resurgence for Cole in terms of record sales and chart success. And in 1987 came the album called Everlasting, which returned her to the top of the charts thanks to singles such as Jumpstart My Heart, the top 10 ballad I Live For Your Love, and this next song, which was a cover of Bruce Springsteen's dance pop number, and it's called Pink Cadillac. Well, that success helped Everlasting reach 1 million in sales and become Cole's first platinum album in 10 years. In 1989, she released her follow-up to Everlasting called Good to Be Back, which produced the number two hit called Miss You Like Crazy. And it also achieved international success, reaching the top 10 in the United Kingdom. And here it is. Beautiful song. And then in 1991 came a major breakthrough. Natalie Cole released her best-selling album, Unforgettable with Love, which saw her singing songs with her famous father, recorded nearly 20 years after she initially had refused to cover her father's songs during live concerts. Cole produced vocal arrangements for the songs with piano accompaniment by her uncle Ike Cole. And Cole's label released an interactive duet between Cole and her father on the title song Unforgettable. The song went gold, and the album Unforgettable with Love sold more than 7 million copies in the United States alone and won several Grammys, including Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best Traditional Pop Vocal Performance for the top song. And capitalising on that unique special effect, another release of standards called Stardust went platinum and also featured another duet with her father on a modern version of When I Fall in Love. And this also helped Cole earn yet another Grammy for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. Do you remember this one? Beautiful combination. However, on the darker side of her life, Natalie Cole released an autobiography called Angel on My Shoulder in 2000. It described her battle with drugs during much of her life, including heroin and crack cocaine. And she said that she began recreational drug use while attending the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. And she was arrested in Toronto, Ontario, Canada for possession of heroin in 1975. She continued to spiral out of control, including one incident during which she refused to evacuate a burning building, and another during which her young son Robert nearly drowned in the family swimming pool while she was on a drug binge. And she then entered rehab in 1983. And then moving on to 2008, Cole announced that she'd been diagnosed with hepatitis C, which of course is a liver disease that's spread through the contact with the infected blood. And she attributed having the disease to her past intravenous drug use, explaining that in 2009, the hepatitis C stayed in my body for 25 years, and that this could still happen to any addicts who are fooling around with drugs, especially needles. Cole cancelled several events in December last year, 2015, due to illness. And on December 31, it was reported that she had died at the Cedars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. In official news on the cause of her death, her family stated that Cole was diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary arterial hypertension after her kidney transplant in 2009. Cole's son, along with her sisters, offered the following comment. Natalie fought a fierce, courageous battle, dying how she lived, with dignity, strength, and honour. Our beloved mother and sister will be greatly missed and remain unforgettable in our hearts forever. And so it goes without saying that this next song will serve as Natalie Cole's epitaph. May she rest in peace.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never.